The governor's budget cuts on CISA are pretty dramatic in that we just found out the fifth month of the state's fiscal year that CISA will not be receiving $50,000 that we expected. So this is going to impact us because we use those funds to really highlight, educate, and promote the fact that our farmers are growing incredible food and farm products for us every day of the year. And we let everyone who lives in Western Massachusetts know where they can buy these incredible food and farm products. So without those funds, the voice we have will be a little bit lower. CISA's Local Hero campaign, every year we do a survey of our farmers, and basically we find out that over 90% of the farmers participate the following year because it's been successful for them. They find that it has had a positive impact, and we even have almost half of them saying they actually see a difference on the balance sheet, meaning they actually made more money this year because they participated in the Local Hero program. We basically do raise some money because from the farmers and the restaurants and the colleges and retirement homes, because they do pay a membership fee to be in the program. But that only covers half the program. It doesn't really cover any of the outreach, any of the work we do around promotion. The Farm Products Guide, which we print every year, goes to 70,000 households. Without that money, we're more challenged to actually do the same job we've done in the past. The program will continue because we do what our farmers do. When something unpredictable happens, whether it's weather-related or financial-related, we're going to be persistent and entrepreneurial, and we're here for the long term. We're entering our 20th year next year, and our goal remains the same. How do we make it more possible for our farms to survive and thrive, and how do we make it more possible for the community to really know who's growing their food and farm products? In the future, the community can play a really large role. First of all, our legislators have been very supportive of CISA and other bi-local groups around the state. So it's important to thank your legislator when you see them, your state representative and state senator, and ask them to continue their support in the future. There is some small possibility, if revenues pick up on the state level, that perhaps this cut will be restored. I'd say the second thing is to continue to just enjoy this incredible adventure you have to really improve what you eat and improve the quality of what comes into your home from our farms. Get to know your farmers. Get to go to a farmer's market. There's winter markets everywhere right now. And third, I'd say is get more engaged and involved with CISA and even financially support CISA right now. Now's the time of giving. And if you go to buylocalfood.org, you can make a difference with us, and you can make a difference for your economy, your local economy, community, farms, and strengthen your community.